Welcome to Hampton Roads Perspectives, a public service of Entercom Communications. Weekly conversations about events and people making a difference in our community.
Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I am here with Michelle D'Antonio from Hampton Roads International Montessori School. How are you today, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Ashley, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. So you're the head of the school. Now, what exactly does that job entail?
Well, the head of school for a Montessori school or a private school is kind of a combination. It's the principal, but also the superintendent, deals with the board and the parents and the staff, kind of an everything title at the top.
And Hampton Roads International Montessori School, what is that?
A nonprofit private school serving students ages 16 months through sixth grade. And our mission is to nurture the development of each child to reach their fullest potential in a diverse community that's firmly grounded in the Montessori philosophy. So we're really a smaller nonprofit that works to really bring an education to children.
And you said you are located in Hampton Roads. Where exactly?
We're located right off Jefferson in Newport News, right in City Center. So our school is easily accessible and located near many businesses, making it an easy drop-off for parents.
And what inspired you to get involved with Montessori and private education?
I've had wonderful opportunities to work in public schools and for Department of Defense schools, a school for students with autism, and Montessori schools. Working with so many children allowed me to see how children differently take in information and learn new skills. And this is based on different learning styles, student interests, student needs and aptitudes, and their learning rates. However, I also found that many teaching methodologies didn't focus on the student dynamic when delivering lessons. So differentiating instruction truly works for all students at all levels and motivates them to meet their needs and to love learning and to want to pursue it. Montessori's individual approach to learning truly meets each student's needs and helps them reach their potential. I've been involved with Montessori schools now for over 20 years and have seen the benefits of Montessori consistently reinforced throughout that time.
What would you say really sets you apart from other schools?
I believe the Montessori method really focuses on the child, the individualization of the lessons, the focus on the respect for the child, and the development of the whole child. They're the real true tenets of the program.
And how is Montessori so different from other ways of learning?
Montessori is very individualized. It's tailored for each student. So even though there is a curriculum for each subject area that the students would go through, how they go through and how those lessons are given are different for each child. So we have multi-age programs that allow them to progress through the curriculum at their own pace. So if a student has a strength area in a subject or a particular skill, the student can progress through that subject as quickly as they're able. But likewise, if the student needs more time in an area to master that skill, they can have additional lessons or time to practice before they move on. This allows them to be actively engaged in their learning, and it keeps them on task for most of the day because they're really interested in what they're doing. It's also not above their head or they're not bored with what's being taught. Montessori is also able to introduce concepts and skills earlier than normally they would be introduced because of the hands-on nature and the materials that are really concrete for them and not abstract. So they're more easily understood. For example, our 4 and 5-year-olds, they work on in math, place value, adding with regrouping, multiplication, and the concepts of squaring and cubing. The other big thing with Montessori is that we focus on independent. The students are free to move around the classroom, and the students are working on different work at the same time rather than everyone doing the same work. They are responsible for their work and their environment, as well as their personal care, even at an early age. Our toddlers are washing their plates and putting away their shoes, coats, and lunches, and their work. They organize it themselves.
What are some common myths that you hear or some ways people seem to misunderstand Montessori or private schools in general?
I think that private schools lack diversity is one thing that I've heard. HRIMS is very diverse. We embrace families of all religions, cultures, and family structures. We're based on respect for all, and we really stay true to that. Another one for private schools is that they have a lot of money and endowments. There are some big private schools that do have endowments. However, many schools are nonprofit organizations are a lot smaller, and they run very close to budget. The amount paid in tuition does not cover the cost of educating the child, so donations and fundraising are necessary. Another myth would be that private schools are just for rich kids. Private schools have all levels of socioeconomic families. Most offer financial aid, and many times that allows families to actually pay less for young children than they would in a traditional daycare. For Montessori itself, a lot of things that are said out there about Montessori, one of them is that the students can do whatever they want all day long. And that's not true. Montessori believes in following the child. However, that means that there are choices in place in a prepared environment that allow the child to learn at their own pace, but also ensure that the child is receiving lessons in all the subject areas, usually at a much earlier age than traditionally introduced. The last one is that private schools hurt public school funding, and it's actually the opposite. Public schools still receive the funding for the students, but they do not need to provide the teachers, buildings, etc. If private schools would all close, public schools would need to provide for many more students without any additional funding.
Why would you say Montessori is so important?
Montessori really allows the students to build intrinsic motivation. They love learning. Because it's so individually paced, students can proceed at their own pace in each subject area. They can also pursue interest, which helps to build on their strength areas and their creativity. A lot of times we all go into occupations of which we have interest and strengths. So the people like the Google founders, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, credit their success to their Montessori education. And other famous Montessori students include Will Wright, the designer of SimCity, Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, and Eric Cornell, a Nobel Prize winner. And there are many more.
How has COVID affected this school year, and what measures are you taking to ensure safety for your students, their family, and faculty?
Well, it's certainly a different year for us and everyone else. However, we were very proactive with our program and our re-entry plan. As we planned for most contingencies, we decided to offer our parents options for schooling throughout the year. We've created both a quality 5-day person in-person program for our students 16 months through 6th grade, as well as a quality distance learning program that can be opted into or out of at any time. We base these choices on Montessori philosophy of individualized education for students, as we know that they could be required at any time, and that each student and each family also has different needs and wants during the time that could require in-person or distance learning. Our in-person program allows for social distancing, individual and small group lessons, and classes that don't mix or cross-contaminate, including our staff. So additional outside time, individual areas for inside recess when necessary, and reduced class sizes have helped with that. We also have increased cleaning and sanitation, including e-spray systems and disinfected fogging systems. And our distance learning program includes time for peer socialization, including Zoom snack time, so that they can go ahead and interact socially with their friends. They can have circle time and movement with their peers that are in school, as well as individual and small group live virtual lessons. In addition, practice materials, projects, etc. are provided for at-home work and encourage working away from screens. We have staff dedicated specifically for our distance program to ensure that students' success. And they also have parent support times each week.
How does Hampton Roads International Montessori School benefit the community at large?
HRIMS offers a choice in education for families. Especially this year, the programs being offered by home districts may not meet a family's needs. At any time, one method of education may not bring out a student's full potential. Montessori may be a method that allows a child to fully blossom. HRIMS is also community-focused. Our students and staff support many of the nonprofits in the area through coat drives, working with area nursing homes, and working to support student-led initiatives such as helping endangered animals. We hope to instill a philanthropic mindset in our students so that as adults, they may focus on how they can impact and give back to their community.
What are some of the plans that you all have for the future?
Well, HRIMS has some big plans. We just finished up the accreditation process through Middle States Association of Elementary and Secondary Schools. MSA accredits over 2,600 schools across the U.S. and in over 112 countries. This was a 2-year process, including a self-study and accrediting team visit. We're excited that our schools completed the process just last Friday, and we anticipate our accreditation this fall. This will allow us the opportunity to expand our financial aid program, as well as continue our participation in the military's Child Care Aware program that financially assists members of all branches, the Coast Guard, and DOD families in affording care and preschool educational programming for their children. We believe that right now, this opportunity to offer aid is extremely important for families. We're also looking at expanding our programming for families that need care and tutoring during the day for their students who are attending public school virtually, as well as expanding offerings for our younger students, and hopefully we can have that in place.
Now, you will have an upcoming event coming up. It's called Hear Me Roar. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, we pretty much do one big fundraiser a year, and that is our 5K. And for the past few years, it has been held at the Mariners Museum. And this year, it is going to be a virtual 5K. We are hoping that our community will release their caged up lion and enjoy us by running wild. It'll be offered October 15th to the 25th and can be completed at any time during those days.
Why would someone want to participate in a virtual 5K?
Well, no matter what their next challenge is, a virtual race can help them meet their goals. Whether you're walking or running or just want to begin, there's no time like right now to try it. And if you're anything like me, I have not been doing so well during this time with exercising.
You're not alone.
With the virtual 5K, they have the opportunity to build self-esteem and self-confidence, pride, and a sense of achievement because there's a goal there. You can begin on a goal and have a supportive community and social engagement to keep you motivated and on track. For those who love to run, they can give back to their community while enjoying doing what they love. They can also do it with others that they normally wouldn't be able to do. When we have it in person, it's really the people from the area who can participate. This time, they can compete with friends and family members who are far away or create a group to support each other. They can include kids, use a stroller, or walk without feel like they're slowing others down or trying to zigzag around other people. And they don't have to contend with the weather or getting up at the crack of dawn and searching for parking or porta potties. You choose the day, the time, the course, or the treadmill. In short, you get to exercise, make a difference on your terms.
And what are the proceeds going to be used for?
The proceeds from this year's race will help with the additional costs due to COVID-19, such as the additional cleaning and disinfecting, the additional staffing, programming, and materials, and it'll also be used for financial aid to help struggling families.
And in regards to details, do you all have a website or where can people register?
Yes, we have more information and links to sign up are available on our website, which is hrimontessori.org, or on our Facebook page or at runsignup.com. They can look at events and search for Hear Me Roar 5K.
And if someone is interested in getting involved or becoming a sponsor, how can they do that?
Our sponsors will receive recognition on our banners, on our race t-shirts, on our website and social media. We have different levels of sponsorship that can also be found on our website event, our Facebook, and on our runsignup.com. I would say right off the bat, we'd like to thank Litos and Carlin Menser with Anchor Realty for already sponsoring us. Our sponsors can sign up by email or fax or by mailing in our sponsor page. And I was just told, actually, that we have just received another sponsor, WM Jordan. Our general contractor is sponsoring us as well. So we really appreciate all of the support that we're receiving this year, because especially with the mandates and the caps we have in the classroom for enrollment, we really do appreciate that this year.
Now, one question I always like to ask at the end of my interview is if there's anything else you would like to leave with Hampton Roads today.
I would say if they could get out and run. I mean, it's really good exercise. It supports the community. We'd really be excited to have more and more people be able to show us pictures on Facebook of their trip, them being outside. Montessori is very big on having our children outside and being active, and we'd like to share that with the community as well. So if they would like to go ahead and check out some more information, either about the school or about the 5K in general, again, they can look at our website events, and it's www.hrimontessori.org, or they can give us a call as well, 757-873-8950.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for speaking with me today. And again, if anyone is listening right now and they would like more information, I've made it really easy for you. You can actually text the word ROAR, that's ROAR, to 757-104. I'll send a link straight to your phone with all of the information we just talked about, how you can register, how you can get involved, how you can get more details on HRIMS. And again, thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for having me. I really appreciate it.
This has been Hampton Roads Perspectives. If you would like to share information about an event or organization to be featured on a future program, please send us an email. The address is hrp@entercom.com. That's hrp@entercom.com. Or send the information to Entercom Communications, 236 Clearfield Avenue, Suite 206, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23462. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Entercom Communications. Hampton Roads Perspectives is a public service of Entercom Communications.